Hey, Daf and Daf Lamed. So we are in the middle of a very, very difficult sugya. A lot of different days and different weeks. Machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So let's take it. I wasn't here yesterday, but I hope we got it around seven lines down. Beis Hillel, Damri. So here the Gemara says Beis Hillel, Damri. Beis Hillel was the one who said yesterday that Tulas Yom Aruch, that the Yoledes, after she goes to the mikveh, after seeing Dam for 7 days for a boy or 14 days for a girl, so she goes to the mikveh. And she's considered the next 33 or 66 days, she's considered tahor, dam tahor, but she's still not allowed to eat chuma until those days have passed. So it's called a tulas yom aruch. It's a long tulas yom. It means is that the person does a tulas yom and tivul yom, although they're tahor, they can't eat chuma or kachum until sunset. So here, this is a long tulas yom. It's a long 33 day or 66 day tulas yom until that day 40 or day 80 comes. She can't eat chuma. But at that point, when it comes, lo bar tefillah, there's no need for an additional tefillah. You wait the 33 days, and then there's no need for a tefillah. So now, according to him, Tlas of Achamish Mayavi Desai, why are there 35 days of tefillah? Just to remind yourselves that we're all assuming right now you need to do tefillah bezman and mitzvah. You have to go right in the mikvah the right away. So we don't know what's the rizman, but whatever the zman is, it should be the mitzvah to do bezman. So because it's a topic, we try to go every single day in case today is the right time to go to the mikvah, or maybe tomorrow is the right day to go to the mikvah. So it comes out for Beis Hillel, there are 35 days that she has to go to the mikvah. So they want to know why 35 days. Esim v'tamna tidamrin. It really should be only 28 days, because we said that there are 4 weeks where she's there's a need to go to the mikvah. From yesterday's daf, chazrin, yesterday's daf, the first 2 weeks she should go every single, by the first week she should go every single night, and then the next 2 weeks she should go every single day. And then Hachshuva Chamishi, Batbilin Kolayla V'layla. And then the fourth week, or the fifth week, the fourth week, she goes another four times at night time. So that ended up being only 4 weeks. So when it says fifth week here, it really means the fifth. The first week she doesn't go to the mikvah. So it's the second week, third week, fourth week, and fifth week that she goes to the mikvah each day. That's only 4 weeks she goes to the mikvah. That's four times seven. That's 28. So where do you get 35 according to Beis Hillel? So Gemara says, Eimar Sof Nidahi. That next week, when she goes to the mikvah, it's possible that the week beforehand was really, she's damnida. So now, the next week, you have to assume maybe it's the end of the damnida. It's the end of the 7 days, so there's a need for another mikvah, another tefillah for each of those days. That ends up giving you 5 weeks where she goes to the mikvah five times seven. So then the Gemara says, okay, we said before that a woman who's toeh, so she goes, we held a whole case of three initial weeks. Now the first 3 weeks she sees, she's tahor, and then the next 10 weeks, it's tamei tahor, back and forth. So Gemara wants to know, how come we need 10 weeks? Esther Shavuos Lamli, why 10 weeks? The tamna pal gesagis would be sufficient to have 8.5 weeks. Why 8.5 weeks? Because 8.5 weeks more than the first 3 weeks. We're looking to get to 80 days. 80 days is going to end the whole discussion. Because when 80 days comes, if it was a nekeva that she gave birth to, so that would be 80 days. That would be the most. But once 80 days passes, there's no longer a chashash of being dam tohar from a nekeva. So 80 days, we do quick math. The first 3 weeks is 7 days each. So 3 weeks is 21 days. Now, you add another 8 weeks. So 8 times 7 is 56. So 21 plus 56 gives you 70. Gives you 77. Now plus another half a week, another 3 days, that gives you 80. So this whole calculation should really only be initial 3 weeks. And then 8.5 weeks after that, why does the Braisa give a case of 10 weeks? So Gemara says, I did a ton of pal gadushua. Once the Braisa, you're right, it only needed 8.5 weeks. But it doesn't like to speak in halves. So it said 8.5, it really means 9, let's round off to a 9. So 9 weeks. And now, Masik Lev, I did a tani shua tamei, because we're going Tamei Tahor, Tamei Tahor, there were couples, so once we did one, the ninth week is Tamei, we wanted to finish off the cycle and the sequence, and to do the tenth week is the week of Tahor. But Eina Chanami, in reality, it only lasts 8.5 weeks. So Gemara says, okay, V'ha'ika Tula Zava. So what about Tula Zava? What's Tula Zava? So each week that she sees, after the 3 weeks have passed, so then she sees Tamei Tahor, Tamei Tahor. So when she's Tameh, so that 7 days she's Tameh, it's possible she sees them as Dam Ziva. Now Dam Ziva, the din is, Midaraisa, a woman who's Dam Nida, she sees, she's Tameh 7 days, and she goes right to the mikveh after she's a Nida. But a woman who sees Dam Ziva, she's not only Tameh 7 days, she needs to wait now Shiva Nakim. She needs to wait 7 days of clean days. So what should happen is one week of Tumah, 7 days of Tumah, the next week that she's Tahor, but those 7 days of Tahor can be viewed as Shivan Akim, and after Shivan Akim, you're supposed to go to the mikvah again. So after each week of Tahor, there should be another Tvila as well. So there, we have this scenario of 10 weeks of Tamei Tahor. There should really be another five. The end of each Tahor week should be viewed as the end of each Shivan Akim week, possibly. So there should be another five Tvilas of the course of this time period. So Gemara says no. For whatever reason, the Brice was only considering the Tvila that was the Lefnei Tashmish Kachashu. Only the Tvilas that were all permissive, that were all needed, it was prior to the Hetzer Tashmish. But we're trying to now add on other Tvilas after she was already permitted to her husband. So then once there's a Hetzer Tashmish after the fourth week, so then, maybe the next Tahor week should be an extra Tvila for the Shivan Akim. That wasn't part of the discussion here. We're only talking about Lefnei Tashmish Kachashu. But the tefillas that were la'achar tashmish lo kachashiv, and therefore those additional tefillas that would be after the shivan akim are not here part of the calculation. Ule Beis Shammai. What about Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai was chashiv de la'achar tashmish. Beis Shammai had, what, was it 95 tefillas he needed? So Beis Shammai was talking about even tefillas after that she was motzer after the fourth week. So he does consider the tefillas afterwards. So nechshiv nami tefillas zava. So why not include the Trila of the Zava after each Tahor week, which can be viewed as Shivan Akim? So Gemara says even Beis Shammai would agree not to include these Tvilas, because we were talking about Beleda Kamayrin, but Beziva Lo Kamayrin. The Brayis is just talking about that Tvila would be necessary as a result from a Yoledes, but not as a result of a Ziva, and therefore we could ignore these Tvilas in this calculation. V'ha'iko Yoledes Bezov. Didn't we discuss yesterday that Yoledes Bezov, that if she gave birth Bezov, so then we add on another week. So isn't that a case of Ziva, that Yoledes Bezov means she was a Zava before she gave birth, so that we are acknowledging the Zava. And Gemara says, no, Yoledes Bezov kechashiv, but Ziva gridasalo kechashiv. A Zava accompanying Yoledes we would consider, but just a standalone Ziva, that wasn't part of the calculation, and that's why we could ignore those Tzvilos afterwards. So then the Gemara says, Shuvah Sakama, Dasin Lakamon, the first week when she presents herself to us with this whole Shaila, Litvila Bayoma, let her go to mikvah that very day, because maybe she was a Zav, because Dilma, Koyoma Bayoma, Shlima Lay Sipur Diday, because maybe the first week from after she comes, maybe she'd still go to the mikvah, because perhaps maybe the week before, and she didn't see any dam. So she had Shivan Akim. So maybe the calculation was, before she came to us, so she had a clean week, and then maybe she saw Zava before that. So now that she, when she comes to us, maybe we should be choshesh that she's just had Shivan Akim before she met us. And now she should go today as a Tvila for the Ziva. I know it's very complicated. So Gemara says, no. Ha-mani, who is this? This is Rabbi Akiva, he damar ba'inana, we need to count, you have to count. I mean, Shivan Akim don't mean that you just have seven clean days. You have to be aware, and you have to suffer a lot of positives, you have to count the seven clean days. And since when she came to us, we know she wasn't counting the days, even though they may have been 7 days that she was clean, but there was no bedika, there was no sphira, therefore you can't allow for tevila after this 7 day period. So then the Gemara says, okay, so what about Sof Shavua Kama Litzli? Let her, at least after when she came to us, and we told her, now start paying attention to your days of Torah, days of Dam, start doing Bedikos. So then maybe after that first week, she should go to the mikvah after that, because now we have Shivan Akim, a full week. Why not go to the mikvah afterwards? And the Gemara says, because Chad Shua Lo Kamarim. We weren't dealing with once a week. We weren't dealing with a Tvila that took place once a week. Our whole discussion was where she was going every single day of the week. And this would be just a one-time event of going to the mikvah, of perhaps she was Zava, but we weren't talking about once a week, we were talking about daily throughout the week. So then the Gemara says, okay, Yom Kama Dasin Lakaman, the first day she comes to us, Litbala Dilma Shomeres Yom Keneged Yomhi. Well, we have another halacha. We know there's a Zava Katana and a Zava Gadola. Zava Katana is a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, which means that when she sees Nida, and the Nida period is over, so now she's not supposed to see Dam. If she sees Dam once, so she has to be what's called Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to watch one day, and Keneged one day she saw Dam Ziva. If she doesn't see any Dam only once, then she goes to the Mikvah and Zeh. She sees it two times, she has to wait another day. She sees it three times, she becomes a Zava Gadol. So the Gemara is suggesting here, well, maybe if she saw when she came to us, okay, maybe, and there's no Shivan Akim for you Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So when she came to us, Maybe we should be choshers that maybe she saw dam a couple days ago, and then one day passed and she didn't see dam, and then therefore she should go to the mikvah today just for the shemesh yom keneged yom. But there's no shemenekim to speak of, just not a zava gadola, but a zava katana. So Gemara answers because only zava gadola kamari, the zava katana lo kamari. We're only dealing with the zava gadola who sees 3 days in a row of dam when she's not supposed to. That was on the radar, but a zava katana, that was never part of the rate. Okay, so this ends really this very, very complicated discussion. I tried to make it as hopefully clear as possible, but it certainly needs more explanation. But what the Gemara does conclude after this discussion is as follows. We could learn 3 halachas, 3 dinim from this discussion between Beit Hillel and Shammai, which is as follows. Shema mina tlas, we learn 3 things. 1, Shema mina Rabbi Kiva hi, damar ba'inan sifur b'faneinu. Rabbi Kiva is one who holds that you have to count the days in front of us, you have to mamish count and check, but it's not enough to simply have 7 days pass, you have to be aware of what's going on. Halacha 2. Shema mina Rabbi Shimon hi. It's Rabbi Shimon who holds the Amar. Aval Amru Chacham Asur La'asus Kein Shema Tavo Lidei Safik. He's the one who holds that Asur to do this. It's Asur to be Meshavish Yom Shvi. Because what happens is even though a Zava, the Halacha Zanita goes to the Mikvah Balayla. A Zava goes by Yom. But so 7 days pass and she has Shivanakim. In theory she can go to the Mikvah Yom Shvi. But she cannot be mishamish with the husband because let's say they're mishamish and then afterwards the sun hasn't set yet. Then she saw dam afterwards. That retroactively ruined all Shimon Akim and then turns out that she was a zava bizman tashmish. So therefore he says one should not be mishamish with Isha until Laila. And the third thing we learn from this is Shema mina tfila bizman mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah to be tova bizman, that when the person has a time and the Torah process is over, she should go to mikvah that day, that night, and you shouldn't delay it at all. Now there's a discussion in the Rishon whether we hold this to halacha bizman hazeh. This may only be true in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the times when they eat kachim and trumos. Bizman hazeh, where all that is irrelevant, it's only a heter to the baila, to the husband, that may not take into account tefillah bizmana mitzvah. And then the Gemara finally concludes right before the new Mishnah, where things get much easier. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dai L'Tfilah B'Achrona, V'lo Amrinan Shetfilah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda rejects this whole discussion of Beis Shammai's 95 tefillahs, Beis Hillel's 35 tefillahs. It's crazy. He says, why do you have to every single day go to the mikvah? There's no way you need a tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. When all the suffix is over, go to the mikvah once, and you've taken care of everything, and he rejects the concept of tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Okay, let's begin this new mission on the bottom here. Things get a lot easier. It is a long daf on the next Amid Beis, but it's a pretty smooth reading daf. The Mishnah tells us, "I'm a pelish shilya the yom arbaim." A woman gives birth; she's mapil to a shilya on the day 40. Ain't no chosheshes levlad. Even though in general we said whenever there's a shilya, ain't a shilya below vlad. There's no placenta without a vlad. So when there's a placenta, that means there's a vlad somewhere there. But when it's only after 40 days since conception, so the vlad is not considered a yitzir's vlad. And the fetus isn't a fetus. It's not a vlad. It's not a. There's no din of your lettuce at that point. But the Mishnah goes on to say, if it's liyom arbam ve'echad, if it's after 41 days since conception, so then we recognize it's possible there was a vlad there, and she has to teshev lezachar lenekev lenida. She needs to assume the chumers of all, the chumers of the nekeva, the chumers of the zachar, and the chumers of the nekeva. The chumers of the zachar is that let's do first the nekeva. That the din is 2 weeks. And the din of the Zachar, Yom Tahar, is only 40 days, not 80 days like in the Keva. And din of Nida, which really wipes out Yom Tahar entirely. Because maybe she's not Yom Tahar at all, maybe it's just Nida. So Gemara is going to address this point, why we need Zachar. Because if Nekeva is 2 weeks of Tumah in the beginning, and then she's also a Nida, which means knocks out all possibilities of Yom Tahar, so the Zachar really doesn't play any relevant role here, just say Teshev L'Nekeva Ula Nida. So the Gemara is going to address that. The Gemara is going to address this point a little bit, yes. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Yom Arba'im Ve'echad, day 41, Teshev Zachar Ulenida, not Nekeva. After 41 days of conception, so then we assume only a Zachar Nida. We'll see why not Nekeva. And Rabbi Yishmael is Mechadesh, and the Gemara will explain why this is. The Yom Shmon Ve'echad, if it's after 81 days, and she's Ma'pil Ashilya, but there's no Vlad, we assume there's a Vlad, but we assume Teshev LeZachar, Ulenekeva Ulenida. Why? Why 81 days? After 41 days, it's a Yitzir's Vlad for a Zachar, but not a Nekeva. You need 81 days till you start having a Chashash for a Nekeva being created. So the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Yishmael himself explains, Shazachar nigmar l'arbam ve'echad, that a zachar's fetus, the fetus of a male, is completed. It's at least, not complete, but at least it's created, something's been created there after 41 days. But v'nekeva takes shmon ve'echad, takes 81 days. And we'll see why, because it's connected to the dinim of tumah v'tahara. But Bishmal felt the tumah v'tahara of a male is 40 days, so the yitzir's lot is after 40 days. And nekeva, it's an 80-day period of tumah v'tahara, so the yitzir's lot is also 80 days for a nekeva. And then the Mishnah concludes Chacham Omer, which is what we said before. We'll see why that's repeated. Chacham say no. Echad b'riyas b'riyas zachar, echad b'riyas nekeva. Whether it's creating a boy or a girl, it's the same. Zev is zeh arbam ve'echad, takes 41 days. So the Gemara is going to say, didn't we just say that beforehand, 40 days? How come we're repeating Chachamim, the Tanakhama said that? So that will all be addressed in the Gemara. So let's take the Gemara now. Gemara says in the bottom here of Lamed Amud Aleph, last two lines, Lama Husker Zachar, why does the Mishnah mention Zachar? Because it is talking about Yilameh Tumah, that the Zachar, giving birth to a Zachar, is only telling me one day, one week rather, Hakatani Nekeva. That's subsumed under the Chashash of Nekeva, because Nekeva is telling me for 2 weeks, so we can ignore the Zachar. And if you're going to tell me Ilame Tara, that the Nekeva is Tara for the 66 days afterwards, and the Zachar is only Tara for the 33 days afterwards, well, that's not relevant either, because we are choshish that maybe she's just a Nida, and the Nida wipes out any May Tara. So the Zachar really gets completely subsumed under either Nida or under Nekeva. Why mention it? So Gemara says now the following case. She'im Tira Yom Shloshim V'arba. Let's say she sees on the day 34. V'tachzer v'teira Yom Arbam Echad. She then sees on day 41. We'll look in Rashi how to explain this. Tehei mikulkelas ad Arbam Mishmona. Everything's ruined. She can't go to the mikvah because there's confusion what her status is until day 48. What does this mean? So look at Rashi on the top here. Rashi says, top line, he says, U'mishani l'cha chuskar zachar. Shim tira liyom lamedala. Let's say she sees on day 34 after she's mapil. So then, the tachzer v'teira liyom memal, then she sees again on day 41, teimiku kalas ad memches. She's stuck, it's confusing, until 48. Once day 48 comes, she leaves the any seikos. What's going on here? Shekshiros liyom lamadal leidasa. So she's mapil something, and now day 34 comes from her leida. Amrina tamei, we assume she's tamei. Why is she tamei? It's day 34. Because afagav de akati mashcha yimei tawar, even though the days of zachar are still there, it's really yimei tawar v'zachar, it's still misafkinalei below vlad v'teisha lenida. Maybe she didn't have a vlad at all. Maybe she's only nida. And the nida would wipe out any yimei tahor. So day 34, she sees dam. We assume tamei v'safin. V'chihadar chazi liyom memaf. Now when she sees on day 41 dam again, shuches l'riyasa, which is day 8, from seeing from day 34, v'tirat liyos shemers yom kenega yom. She now has to wait one day kenega each day she sees dam. Amrina, we say vlad haya, v'zachaya, because perhaps you could say that maybe really was a Vlad, and really was a Zachar, and when she saw on Dam on day 34, it was really Dam Tawar. The Hasha, now that she sees on day 41, who the Havit Chiyat Nida? Because day 41, if it's really a Zachar, day 41 is Dam Nida. Day 34 was a nothing. It was Dam Tawar. So now, Hasha, we don't know when she sees on day 41, is she really beginning of Nida process? Or is it really going back to Shemesh Yom Kenega Yom? We don't know what it is. And therefore, Hashem Mekalkinele, the low tavla, she shouldn't go to Mikvah Ad Memches, Shuches L'Riya L'Achronah. Because day 41, if it's Shemesh Yom Kenega Yom, she go to Mikvah the next day. But if it's really Tchias Nida, she needs to wait until day 48, until 7 days have passed, and on the 8th day, she's allowed to go to the Mikvah. The La Mishum Sveikah the Zachar had not been for Chashash Zachar, had Zachar not been in the picture here, have a tavla, I would have told her, go the next day l'machal, yom men beis mimanoshah. If Zachar wasn't really part of the calculation, it wasn't a possibility. It was just either Nekeva or Nida, so if she sees on day 41, Yulevis, she could go day 42. Why? Because Ila Vlad, if it wasn't a Vlad at all, it was simply Nida, so then she's Harei Shemesh Yom Kenega Yom. It's just she sees when she shouldn't be seeing, and she just goes to the next day. The Vlad Hava Nekeva. If it was a Nekeva, it was a Vlad, and it was a Nekeva, well, Nekeva, it's still during day 41, it's still during the Mei Tahar. So either way, she just waits one day and goes to the Mikvah. But now that we put a Zachar in the calculation, given this circumstance, day 34 to day 41, maybe day 41 is really Tchias Nida, because since it's a Zachar and the Mei Tahar is over, she has to wait until day 48, and that's why the Zachar is relevant. And the Gemara says further, similarly, the Chayin Le'inin so too with respect to Nekeva. If the Nekeva, that Shem Tira B'Yom Shivim V'Arba, Let's say she sees on day 74, and then she sees yet again on day 81, it should also be mekukal. She has to wait until Shmon, until the 88th day, till 8 days later, and I don't want to go through the whole calculation, but the same exact structure we had by the Zachar, day 34 to day 41, works the same way for a Nekeva on day 74 to day 81. Okay, now the Gemara says, now it really, I think, gets easier. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he said in the Mishnah that he said it depended on the gender of the child, how long it takes to create it. So he says, Yom Arbam Ve'echad Teishav L'Zachar L'Nida. So Tani, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Timei V'tiyar B'Zachar, Timei V'tiyar B'Nekeva. We know there are dinim of Tumah V'Tahara for a Zachar, a boy being born, and a Tumah V'Tahara for a girl being born. Just to remind yourselves, a boy being born, the woman Yoledes is Tamei 7 days, and she's Tahar 33 days, and when she gives birth to a girl, she's Tamei 2 weeks, and then she's Tahar for 66 days. So Gemara explains. So just like a Tamei V'tiyar V'Zachar, Tamei V'tiyar B'Nekeva, Ma Kishu Tamei V'tiyar, just like when the Torah is Metamei Metaher, a Zachar, it's only when there's Yitzira, Sakiyo Zibo. So the boy, we know the Yitzira is 40 days. That's a given. So we see there's a parallel between the 40 days of creation, the 40 days of Tumah V'Tahara for a Zachar. So too, he wants to extend it, Af Kishu Tamei V'tiyar B'Nekeva, when there's a Din of Tumah V'Tahara, which is really over 80-day period for a Nekeva, getting birth to a Nekeva, there must be the Yitzirah Sobikyo Tzibah. The creation of a Nekeva must follow suit and have to be 80 days as well for a girl. And Amrullah, the Chacham respond back, Ein Lemeidim Yitzirah Mitumah. You can't learn Yitzirah from Tumah. Who says that the Din of Tumah relates to how the creation of the trial was? One has nothing to do with the other one. It happens to be coincidental that 40 days of Yitzirah for a boy is comparable to the 40 days of Tumah V'Tahara. Who says that they go, they're directly correlated, and therefore Chacham reject this concept, and they hold across the board 40 days of Yitzirah, Bein Zachar, Bein Nekeva. So Amrullah Chacham said that Rabbi Shmuel, they even brought a proof. They did some science, they did some research. What was the proof? They said there's a Maisa, the Cleopatra, Malchus, Alexandrius, that Cleopatra, the queen of Alexandria and Egypt, she nischaibu shifchaseh hariga l'malchus. So she had given the death penalty to two of her maidservants. So what happened was, but because she wanted to, now they're going to die, she wanted to use them to test out what happens inside the womb. So what happened was that they both got pregnant, and one was with a boy, one had a girl, and they tore open the stomach after 40 days. Umatzan zevezeh, arbam echad. They both, one had a boy, one had a girl, and after 41 days, they looked exactly, the development was exactly the same. So you see clearly that just like for a boy, it's 41 days, so too for a girl, 41 days, and we have proof from the science lab. So Amr Lahem, Rabbi Shmuel says back, Ani mevi lechem raya mi Torah. I'm bringing proof from the Pesukim here. Yetzirah and Tumah. You're bringing proof from the Shotim, from the idiots, from the people in science? So my Raya from the Torah, what was his Raya from the Torah? He didn't bring a Raya from the Torah. Elaine, if you're going to tell me his proof from the Torah was Timei V'tiyar B'Zachar V'Timei V'tiyar B'Nekeva, well, Chacham Rilei ain't done Yetzirah and Tumah. Chacham said, we don't learn Yetzirah from Tumah. That's not a Drasha. You don't make a, that's not a type of Drasha. So what's his Drasha? What's the Pasuk that tells me that the 80 days for the creation of a girl? Amar Krasa, no, the pasuk that tells us that Teled. It says, Lagabe Yoledes, when a person and a woman gives birth to a Nekeva, there's an extra word that says, Im Nekeva Teled. We know we're talking about a woman who's Yoledes. Why does it say the word Teled? So he darshins, Host of La Kasa Leda Acheres Minekeva. There's an extra Leda, an extra Allah of Yoledes when it comes to giving birth to a Nekeva, meaning we're going to double it up. It's viewed as two Ledas. The regular Leda of a Zachar plus another Leda, Teled of a Nekeva. 40 plus 40 is, of course, 80. That was his raya from the pasuk. Umay raya me'a shotim. What was the proof from the shotim that they didn't like? Ema nekeva kadim v'yabar. So it wasn't a rejection, by the way, of scientists. Scientists, we use scientists all the time. It was a rejection of how the, you know, how the proof was a mukhaf. You can prove all you want, but it has to be clear. You can't just make these hypotheses. You have to prove it. So what was wrong with the proof? They had two women, they became pregnant, and 481 days later, they inspected the fetus. So the Gemara explains, my raya min ashotim, ema nekeva kadim viabar arbam yom kamei zachar. Maybe the nekeva was really conceived 40 days earlier. So it had a head start. So it was starting behind, and what was perceived as the only 40 days, it really had 40 days beforehand it got started. So Gemara says, no. Rabbanan said, sami denafse ashkinu. They gave him something to drink, and which kind of wiped out their system. So let's say they were pregnant. We have no idea what happened to the shivcha beforehand. So they gave him a potion, some type of drink, and that wipes out the system. Any fetus that may have been there was killed, and now they're starting fresh. So we know the starting point, they're all from the same point, and they were conceived at the same time. That was the Rabbanan's response. And Rishmol says, Ika gufa below makabel sama. No, some bodies don't respond properly. Not every body will respond to medicine the same way. So just because you have a nice potion, who says it actually cleaned the system properly? And maybe this Shifra had a vlad already 40 days earlier, and we have no idea to know. Therefore, it wasn't a good proof. So Gemara says, Amar lehem Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma'isa b'kriyapatshav malchus yivonis. There was another Ma'isa. This time Rabbi Shmuel brings the Ma'isa. Before, there was a Chum bringing the Ma'isa. Now Rabbi Shmuel is bringing the Ma'isa. What was the Ma'isa? This is a different Kleopatra. This Kleopatra spelled it a little differently also. Kleopatra Malchus Yevonis, the queen from Greece. She nitzchayva shivchosa arigal Malchus. Also, she had two shvachos that were given capital punishment. Ubatim, and she wanted to inspect the yitzir of the Vlad. So they did the same thing. Umatim, turns out, after 40 days of conception, the Zachar in one shifcha was Arbam Ve'echad, was just like, and it was 41 days rather, and then the Keva was Shnom Bonim Ve'echad, and it was 81 days. So when they were inspecting it, it took 81 days for the, one shifcha, right? Maybe they did multiple tests, I don't know. So when it turned out 41 days, the boys were complete, and 81 days, it was the girl that her Yitzhak Vlad took place. Gemara says, "Amr lo, Chacham say, Ein mevin ra'ah min ha'shotim." Now here, Chacham is saying you can't bring a ra'ah from the shotim. They're the ones responding differently. Right? But previous cases, Chacham used the case, the lab of Cleopatra. Here now, Rabbi Shmuel is using it, and the same response to the other people on the other side. However, Chacham say, "Ein ra'ah, Ein mevin ra'ah min ha'shotim." So my time, what's the reason why? What's the case? What's shotim here? Why is this an inadequate test? So Hach nekeva, ayasri arbam yom v'hader yabar. So this Nekeva, the woman, the Shifcha holding the Nekeva, so it was extra 40 days, and then maybe she didn't get pregnant right away. Who said she got pregnant right away? Maybe they tried to have her match with a male, and she wasn't pregnant, but maybe 40 days later she became pregnant, and that's why everything got started. Not every woman gets pregnant every time she's with a man. So therefore, it just got to 40 days later, she became pregnant. So Gemara says no. Rabbi Shmuel says, "L'shomer masrin." We gave the guards. She was with a man, and then we locked up in jail. We had a guard watch over, make sure no man would be with her, and therefore we know there's only one time that she was able to get pregnant. So it was 81 days from the moment of conception. To which the Rabban say, "Ein apachapus arayos." There is no such thing as trusting anyone when it comes to arise. One can't trust themselves; they can't trust someone else because perhaps. You're right, Ema, Shomer, Gufa, Bala. Maybe that's Shomer himself. He may have told someone he was there with the woman. We don't trust anyone regarding Arias, unfortunately. And therefore, maybe the Shomer himself was with the Shifcha, and there's no way to know whether or not she had to be a second time or not. And that's why it's Arias min Ashotim. The Dilma, perhaps, the Gemara says, Ikarinu lehach v'nekeva barim v'echad ha-mishakach. Maybe, why they wait 81 days? Now, I don't know how they knew the gender of the child in the Shifcha, but they knew the Shifcha was in the Keva, they waited 81 days. But let's say they were to rip open her stomach. After 41 days, they would have found the same model, the same development as a boy. So Gemara's Amar Abaye b'simanim shavim, because were big enough, and it was only true, it could only be true, if they're the same 81 days and 41 days, the same size, it would be understood if it was 41 days earlier, it would have been much smaller. Okay, so interesting discussion overall how we view science and take into account labs when it comes to Paschim and Halacha. What seems at first glance just to me, the simple reading is we do accept it as long as the proof is it makes sense. It's Mukhrach. But just like because it happened, you have to make sure there's no other way to explain the circumstances. Okay. Gemara now says, Chacham Omrim Echa B'riyasa Zachar Echa B'riyasa Nekeva. We said, Chacham responded back. Remember, the whole structure of the Mishnah is as follows. Tanakama says it takes 40 days for a boy and a girl to be created. Rabbi Shmuel says no, 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. And then Chacham repeat themselves and say 40 days for a boy and 40 days for a girl. The Gemara says, Chacham, hainu Tanakama. What are the Chacham adding on that we didn't know from the Tanakama that's repeating the same din? Is the Chacham another person? Is it repeating? What's going on here? So the Chitain is going to tell me, we live Mestam Reshik Rabbanon, and to tell us that the Stam Rabbanon, the Reshik Rabbanon, that's the... to tell us the Yachad Rabbim, Halacha Rabbim, that we know that when there's a Yachad up against a Rabbim, we always pass on to the Rabbanim. So the Rabbim. So when the Tana Kama just simply says 40 days, but doesn't tell you who says it, is it Yochid, is it Rabbim, we want to tell you, make sure that the Tana Kama is Chachamim. It's really the Rabbim. That's pshita, that's obvious. We know that din already. We know all over Shas that whenever it's a Stam Brisa, we don't tell us who. That's assumed to be the Rabbim. So why do you have to say, oh, this is a Chachamim, by the way? We know that din. So Gemara explains, Mal Desema, what would you have thought, Mistaver time of the Rabbi Shmuel? The Kumsai Lekra. Rabbi Shmuel made a lot of sense because the Pasuk supported what he had said. He brought a Pasuk, that extra word, Talib. So maybe what he says makes sense. We should pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Kamashulan, the fact that we emphasize the Shita of Chachamim, the Shita of the Tanakhama, tells us to pass like Chachamim, despite the fact that Rabbi Shmuel might make more sense. Gemara now says, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Lamahadza Vlad Dome, Me'imo. What is the image of the Vlad, the fetus, as it develops inside its mother's womb? So Gemara explains that the Pinkas, Shemukupa Umunach, it's like a board that's folded over. That's how the fetus is folded over inside the womb. And it describes in great detail. Yadav al Shei Stav, that the hands are placed on the temples of the head. Shei Atilav, and the armpits are leaning over al Shei Akrosav, on top of the knees. It's kind of curled up like that. Shei Kavav, its two heels are bent backwards. Al Shei Akrosav, it's sitting like on the tush of the fetus, and that's how it's kind of squeezed in the womb. Rosh Munach lo ben birkav, and the head is bent down in between the legs. Upiv sasam, the mouth is closed, v'tabur pasuach, and the belly button area is open. V'ochel mimashi imo cheles, v'shosem mimashi imo shoseh, and we know through the umbilical cord, that's where the food and drink, whatever the mother eats and drinks, that's where the child eats and drinks. And eino motzi reasha, nothing, there's no excrement that comes out. Shema yarug imo, that would kill the mother. So everything stays inside the fetus. V'chem shiyotze labirhom, but once the child is born into the world, niftach hasasim nistam hapasuach. That which is open gets closed. That which gets closed gets open. So the mouth now opens up, and the belly button gets closed up. And Shil Malikin, had it not been that way, ein yochal lichios, the fetus, the baby, couldn't live, hafil sha'achas, even for a moment. So that's why everything opens up, and now everything closes, and that's the description. So the Gemara says further, ner dalaglo al roshon, there's a light, a candle, that's lit it on its head, in Vitofa Mimabi Vitofa Olam Vatofa, and somehow the Uber could see from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. Not quite sure what that means, but something quite deep. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk in Eov, Behilo Nero Alai, there was a lit candle on me, Alei Roshi, on my head, La'oro Eilech Choshech, to help light everything from the darkness. Vatitma, don't be troubled by this, Sharei Adam Yashin Kan Ro Achol Mispamia, because don't be so strange, because a person sleeps and then he could see through dreams, he could see many, many distant things. So the fact that the fetus could see very distant things as well, that shouldn't be so problematic. There are no greater days, no sweeter days to a person than when he spends time in his mother's womb. Shenemar, it says in Eov as well, who's going to give me like the days, the yercha, the months of earlier? Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu was protecting me. I was all taken care of. I was secure. My food and drink were giving. I was learning with the mouth. Those are the sweetest days of a person's life. Which days? So what days are we referring to? It says, Ki yarchei kedem. What yarchei kedem? So Gemara says, which times are counted by months, but not counted by years? Havi omer elu yarchei leida, where a person's in a mother's womb for only months, but doesn't make it there for a year. So that those are the yarchei kedem, those are the kimei eloka yishmerinu, where Hashem, the days of God protecting me. So Malamdin also, there while he's in the mother's womb, he's being taught, called Torah Kula. Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Vayoreini, and he taught me, Lashon of Mora Hora, he taught me, Vayomer Li, Yismach, Divrei Libecha, Libecha, Shemor Mitzvotai Vechaya, that you're going to teach my heart, I'm going to preserve the mitzvahs and live. Roman, it says further in Eov, Besod Eloka Alei Aholai, that the secrets of Hashem, which is referring to the Torah, is going to be upon me in my tent. So my Omer, why is there a need for two psukim to prove the point? If you're going to tell me Navi Hud Dekamar, then maybe you're going to say it was a Navi that says Shlomo Melch, who was a Navi, was saying this about his father who taught him Torah. Maybe that's what he was describing. Maybe not necessarily in the mother's womb. Tashma Besod Eloka Alei Ahalai, that's definitely referring to that. Apparently that context, Elo's talking about Ibor, that's certainly speaking about learning from the Malach, not learning from someone else. The Chaim and Shabbat of your Olam, once the child comes into the world, B'malch V'Sotra Pivu Meshakcho, the Malch taps him above his lip, and he forgets everything he learned, Kol Torah Kulo. Shenemar, it says La Pesach Chadas Robe, to the standing of the entranceway. The Chadas is a reference to he's crouching at the entranceway. He's going to cause you to forget everything you learned. Ve'ino Yotzei Misham Ad Shemashbino. So, and he doesn't leave until he makes his following Shua. Shenemar, it says Ki Li Tichra Kol Barich, Kol Barich rather, Tishava Kol Lashon. That you took a shua, everyone took a shua. Ki li ticha kabach, what does that mean? The yoma misa, referring to the misa, when a person, lashon of bowing down, bending down, is referring to dying. So, shenemar, lefanav yichru kol yorei afar, that all those who are dead went down to the afar, went and they crouched down to the dirt. So, tishava kol lashon, ze yom lei, that's referring to the birth. Shenemar, as it says, niki chabayim avar leivav, ashelona salashav nashiv, lo nishba lemirma. So that's a reference to Shua. So we see that he took some of that Shua, that he's going to follow. He's going to follow the Torah. Umahi Shua. So what's a Shua? So we hear now Shemashmino to Tzadik Valti Rasha. So you're going to be a Tzadik. You're not going to be a Rasha. Vafil Kol Olam Kula Omer Melacha Tzadik Ata. Even if the entire world says you're a Tzadik, Hayev Beinecha Rasha, you should still view yourself as a Rasha. So this is what the Tanya is based on this piece. The Tanya writes on this that a person should be a Tzadik. But at the same time, you shouldn't feel like a Tzadik. You should feel like a Rasha. What that means, that's a deeper discussion. Have Yodei Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar, Mishar Tzav Tzom, Yishoi Yivet Hashem is Tzar, His servant is Tzar. When Hashem is Shinasim B'chat Tzar Hu, and then Hashem gives you those of Tzar Hu, Im Atam Hisham, if you preserve B'tzar, if you preserve it with great Tzar, with great purity, Mutav, it's great, V'imav, if not, Hareini Not Lumi, I'm going to take the Neshama away. And Tzadik the Beg Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Kohen Shemasa Tshuma L'Am Haaretz, like a Tshuma, like Kohen, gives Tshuma to Am Haaretz, and he says as follows, Amar Lo, if you preserve the truma in Tara, so great, mutav, great, you enjoy it. If you don't, I'm going to burn it right in front of you. You're not going to be able to use it. Okay, should we go a few more lines here? Maybe we'll get to the top a little bit. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, what's the possibility to tell me this, that there's a shrua? Mimei imi ata gozi. From David said that from the mother's womb, I already took a shrua, gozi, I took a shrua to do the right thing. So my master died gozi lishon lishtabuhu. What's gozi? Gozi means shua. Dechsiv, it says in Yirmiyah, gozi nisech vashlichi. So a nazir takes a shua to become a nazir. The lashon gozi is used, so that's the lashon of shua. Vamar Rabbi Elazar, lama avlad doma, what's a vlad? Similar to, b'meimo, le'egos amunach v'seif ha'shamayim, like a egos, like a nut, that's floating in a pitcher of water, it floats on top. Adam nosin etzba alava, shokeh lekan lekan. A person pushes the nut, it moves over to the side. You push the fetus in the stomach, it moves out of the way. And that's the mashal. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue Sunday.